This is Profiles in Risk. Hosted by Nick Lamparelli. Every week, we interview those who risk life, limb, fortunes, career, and reputation, and those who work behind the scenes who look to protect and enlighten us about risk. You can find the show notes and other insurance-related content at insnerds.com. That's insnerds.com. Now, on to the show.
Welcome to Profiles in Risk. I am your host, Nick Lamparelli. I'm pleased to have a couple of guests on this episode. I'm pleased to introduce Larry Pistell and Herbert Chain. Larry is the Senior Associate Director of Corporate and Industry Relations, and Herb is the Executive Director of the Center for Executive Development, both at the Peter J. Tobin College of Business at St. John's University. Larry, Herb, how are you?
This is Larry. I'm fine. We've had a great day here today, and you know, we've been working on our next InsurTech Analytics conference, of which I'll tell you more later.
Yeah, and things are going very well, Nick. Thank you so much for having us as your guests.
Okay. Well, Larry, let's start with you. I met you last year. I was actually at one of the InsurTech events, which is partially why we scheduled this for the next one. But let's start with Larry, and then we can switch over to Herb. What are your responsibilities at St. John's?
My main responsibilities are to be particularly in the risk management and insurance industry. You know, my entire background was as a broker and executive in risk management and insurance. So a large part of my responsibilities are liaising with the Tobin College of Business's risk management and insurance clientele, with the senior and middle management executives, developing programs, both customized training and thought leadership programs, as well as, you know, just client development generally. So it's a really fun job, Nick. I get to meet a lot of people in the industry and get to, you know, be creative in this job because we're getting much more deeply involved with thought leadership seminars here in New York for our clients. So that's what I do.
And this is Herb. I came into this from a similar, albeit different, path than Larry. We both have a business background. Larry, obviously, in the insurance side of it. I spent 38 years with Deloitte, the last 27 being an audit partner. And like most accounting firms, Deloitte has a mandatory retirement at a certain age, which I knew the brick wall was ahead of me. So realizing that I needed to plan ahead, I was an adjunct professor in the accountancy department of St. John's since 2011, including teaching not only business ethics, but also enterprise risk management, SEC practice, and the like. As of September 1st of this past year, about 4.5 months ago now, Dean Sharp, the dean of the Tobin College of Business, asked me to take on two roles. The first is to become a full-time professor in the accountancy department, so I still have teaching responsibilities. But most relevant to this discussion, Nick, is that I was asked to take on the role as the executive director, strategist, overall leader of the Center for Executive Development of the Tobin School. And I should say that the center is the delivery mechanism by which Tobin delivers executive education courses to the quote-unquote non-traditional student, like we have the graduates and undergraduates. For example, we do customized training for industry participants, such as in the insurance area, where Larry has done a lot in terms of the development of the coursework and the finding of the clients. We do degree programs, customized degrees, such as executive MBAs that are sponsored by corporations. We do quite a bit of educational collaboration where we will be a piece of another educational institution's master's program where they may not have the expertise such as risk management and insurance. We can be a part of a global MBA, which we're working on a number of those right now. And again, most germane for this particular discussion, we are the center for thought leadership conferences, white papers, and other delivery of events that make people think with a confluence of what our expertise is, especially these days in risk management and insurance, and what is trending to the externalities, what is affecting and disrupting businesses such as insurance.
There you have it. That's very well put, I think, Nick. And that's the broad view of what we really do here every day.
On this particular show, we've recently had a couple of risk management institutions participate in Profiles in Risk. St. John's is also an elite program in that realm, and it has global reach. And so, I want to touch on that thought leadership. I want to touch on the, quote unquote, disruption that's occurring, which I think, St. John's is clearly recognized that something is happening. So, there's been this influx of technology that's come into insurance. And now, this is year two, Larry, of the particular conference that you're having. But before we jump into the conference itself, when did you start noticing that there was this title change, this tsunami of, quote unquote, again, disruption from the technology side that was coming in? And how did St. John's go about thinking of, we need to grab the bull by the horns, we need to get in front of this?
Well, that's a great question. First of all, I would say we started thinking about this about 2 years ago. And as you know, Nick, maybe about 2 years ago, or maybe even a little bit earlier, these insurance, insurtech disruptors started appearing on the horizon. People were thinking about it, but the disruptors at that time were relatively quiet if you put them in the context of the overall landscape of insurance. But then, about 2 years ago, we began to notice that more and more press, more and more conversation, more and more executive comments were coming in. We have an active board here, and they were very interested in the topic of InsurTech. We also noticed, as you know well, that a lot of the InsurTech venture capital is on the West Coast. And we realized at the time there had not been a major InsurTech conference in New York City, and we saw a really strategic opportunity to get involved with the InsurTech space as thought leaders. So since this is becoming such an important topic, we kind of seized the initiative, and we had our first InsurTech thought leadership event in June 2007, which was about the intersection of insurance and InsurTech.
Yeah, I might correct that a little bit, Larry. 2017.
Sure. 2017.
We'd like to think we're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
I wish we were 10 years ahead of the curve.
Right.
On that one. But what I will add is that we're seeing a real confluence of expertise here. Obviously, everything that Larry said, I agree with in terms of seeing what was out there, seeing, the InsurTech piece of the overall fintech, between artificial intelligence, the Internet of Things, data and analytics, all industries are being disrupted. Car industries with self-driving cars, for example, retail industries. So certainly financial services, and whether or not you believe cryptocurrency is a bubble, not a bubble, scam, not a scam, the engine behind it, such as blockchain, is certainly affecting businesses from top to bottom. So what we're seeing is a confluence here of an externality of trend and concern that boards are concerned with, that senior executives and strategists are concerned with, and frankly, we are part of St. John's and the Tobin College of Business, where we have a faculty which is excellent and doing research in data analytics and things like that. We were recently named a global center of insurance excellence that only one of about 20, help me with this, Larry, I think it's
worldwide.
Worldwide, only one of 20 institutions around the world. So from my perspective, as not an insurance guy per se, like Larry is with his expertise, but as a strategist, business development, the executive director of the center, this is an area that I think puts together what is needed to the audience and our stakeholders with our expertise and faculty members to put together to add value to a community that is really looking for guidance and information about this area.
Right. And Nick, if I could just make one further comment, as you know, you were a panelist at our first InsurTech event. And at the event, we tried to have a real mixture of entrepreneurial individuals, investment banks, and as well as traditional insurers, and then, you know, the InsurTech, some InsurTech companies. So we really tried to create kind of a mini universe of a lot of the players in InsurTech in our first InsurTech day in 2017. So, yeah.
And that's what we're trying to build on with the conference coming up in March 8th,
right,
which is really blowing out from our initial getting together, establishing our brand and reputation as being the leader in this area, but also giving folks who are participants, whether they had the expertise or wanted to gain it, a chance to network. Our conference that's coming up on the 8th of March is building upon that and blowing out, if I can say it, the number of participants, the breadth of participants, including the sponsors who are providing both panelists and sponsorship of this particular event, Nick. So
right,
we're building on that and blowing it out and both broadening it and deepening it to meet the needs of our stakeholders.
Yeah. What is the title of,
okay,
of the event, and what does the title have the focus? What would be the focus of the day?
Well, okay. So the title of the event is Next Gen Analytics and the Internet of Things Powering InsurTech. So one of the main, you know, the focus of the day is going to be on the role of analytics and the tremendous growth of analytics in the insurance industry, and we take it from there. But I can give you kind of a breakout of the whole day at any point if you want it, Nick.
Let's go in that. Just for the audience sake, they understand. It's a single day.
It's a single day.
In New York City.
It's a single day in New York City on in March. And it's at our Astor Place campus, and the day starts in the morning at about 9 o'clock, and there's several objectives for the day. One is, you know, for the speakers and panelists to express themselves and address topics, which I will go into. Another one is the networking opportunity for people in the insurance industry, particularly in the Northeast, to learn more about analytics and InsurTech. And so those are two. And of course, the thought leadership, getting people together, but also to have, we're this time it's a little bit different. We're one of our sponsors is SAS, the major analytics company, and they are going to have an analytics lab across from the main chamber where we're going to be having the InsurTech curriculum presented. And we are also going to have lab companies that are organized by Accenture. Accenture is in a partnership with New York City and they mutually support both New York City Partnership and Accenture, some startup companies, some of the most promising startup companies. And they're going to be present not only at the conference, but they will be available to meet with people as well. So we have multiple objectives, and I think we're very well along to reaching them so far. Yeah.
And if you want, Nick, if you want to think about this as being a supply chain, if you broaden the definition of a supply chain, we also, you know, we have SAS, which is the software data analytics.
Right.
We have Accenture being a consulting firm, which is also helping strategically companies address their concerns, be ready for the competition, what is the next disruption that is coming, in addition to the working with New York City with the partnership.
Right.
But we also have, feeding into both of those, if you visualize the supply chain, Octo Telematics,
right,
one of the largest providers of insurance data, which is then used for the analysis for pricing of risk by insurance companies, is also a sponsor. So we have three high-level, industry-leading sponsors that are supporting this effort here at St. John's, which us being the aggregator and overall sponsor, getting these folks together for Octo, SAS, and Accenture.
Right. And interestingly enough, if I could just add one more detail, Octo recently acquired, I think, the telematics portion of Willis Towers Perrin's business. So we will have people that are now with Octo to talk about what they hope to do, you know, as part of Octo, spinning out of Willis Towers Watson, actually, Willis Towers Watson.
Right, used to be Perrin.
Right. So we're going to get a lot done.
And we're looking forward to having well over 100 people there.
Yeah.
I don't want to jump ahead of your agenda, Nick, but this looks like it is developing legs on its own. So any of the readers or listeners, I should say, who are interested should contact us through the center's website on that, because we don't want anybody closed out. It is going to be a high-level, intellectual, and very well-attended. And when you have a well-attended conference like this, you also have many points of reference for the networking. So I'll throw it back to you, Nick. I don't want to steal your agenda.
Yeah, well, I love Octo. There aren't too many conferences in the U.S. I can go to where I can brush off my Italian and speak. So that's always fun. So they're fantastic while they're there. And they were correct me if I'm wrong, Larry, they were a sponsor last year as well.
They were. Yes, we have a wonderful relationship with them, and it's great. They are the world's largest telematics company.
Yeah. So that's great, because that sets the stage here. And before we end the show, I'll make sure that I collect the right information for you, so give my audience an opportunity to sign up before the seats run out. Let's jump in. What are some of the presentations that are going on in the morning session?
Perfect. Okay, so the first, there'll be a welcome and opening remarks, and then we're going to have a keynote by our Dr. Steve Mildenhall. And he is the head of our analytics, the School of Risk Management, has hired a star in the field of analytics, and he was formerly the head of analytics at Aon. So what he's going to do is he's going to give an address overall, the future of insurance, and it's going to be 2020 and beyond. So he is going to look at what InsurTech brings to the insurance industry and where it will be in 2020 and beyond, and what parts of the insurance industry will be really using and integrating InsurTech, and maybe some functions that insurers do, because as we know, it's a particular industry. some characteristics of the industry will not be using InsurTech, and he's going to look at that universe, okay? Then following him, we're going to have a panel organized by SAS, the biggest, you know, the major data analytics company, and that panel is going to be solely focusing on how big data analytics are transforming the effectiveness of the insurance value chain. That is not just going to be SAS people, although there'll be a moderator from SAS who is actually quite interesting. He is involved with not only, you know, analytics, but also artificial intelligence at SAS. And we'll have panelists from XL Catlin and a couple of other leading firms in the analytics area. Then we'll have a networking break, and that will be followed by how societal and technological trends are impacting insurance. And there, I don't know if you're familiar, Nick, with Frost and Sullivan, but it's a major consulting firm that helps companies transform themselves, and analytics is one of their areas of specialty. So we're going to have a senior executive from Frost and Sullivan, which is a group partnership helping its clients achieve transformation, and he is going to be talking about the trends impacting insurance overall. He's a senior vice president, Robert Merlotti. He's very distinguished, and he should give a fascinating presentation. Then we have another break, but we're going to have Accenture, the early afternoon panel, leveraging the best ideas and solutions. And at that panel, Accenture is going to be talking about, led by a very, very senior person at Accenture, their partnership with New York City. It will be introducing the incubator companies, and then the incubator companies will kind of loosen things up and talk about how they're developing and what the expectations are coming out of the development of being incubators and getting ready for the real world. So we think that'll be fascinating.
So it'll be a little bit like Shark Tank.
It'll be like Shark Tank, only with a much bigger audience. Yeah. That's the greatest.
And we're much nicer than Mr. Wonderful.
So I think that'll be really fun. And then we're going to have, you know, another break. And at that time, the labs, what we call the Accenture Labs, will be open, and SAS University. And they're going to be demonstrating analytics, you know, really as underwriters probably are using them today, to some of our students. And we're going to have that coordinated through our most distinguished student group, our Gamma Iota Sigma chapter, which is a national, you know, fraternity in risk and insurance. So, and then at the end of the day, we're having the Octo Willis a panel, and that also is going to be great. It's driving change through analytics, and it's going to be called Lessons Learned from Customers. So it's going to be not just, you know, academic presentation, but it's going to be real world case scenarios and what they've learned. You know, we all know InsurTech is not always a smooth road. What have they learned in their experience growing to be the world's biggest telematics company? And then closing and drinks. So we think when you add all that up, we've got a great day. So
yeah, it sounds. Yeah, it does. Yeah. It's just as someone who's gone through it last year, I can tell the audience it's a busy day. And Larry and Herb, it sounds as though just from the high IQ portion of all of the different sections that this is probably also the type of quick conference that a senior executive would probably enjoy as well.
Absolutely.
I think that's a major, we will not deny admission to anybody, Nick, but this is really meant for those strategists and senior executives who may want to bring some of their team with them, but it's really a thought leadership. What is going to affect my business? What is not going to affect my business? As Larry mentioned, Steve is leading off with, What is going to disrupt? How can I make sure I am still successful and serving my stakeholders with these disruptive influences that are affecting my business? So it's really a top-down approach, which it's going to be hands-on through the labs. It's going to be dealing with some detail, but I wouldn't call this necessarily a workshop where you're going to be running numbers and cranking models. It's something we are developing, by the way. I know you want to talk a little bit about what we have upcoming, but we are working on a workshop, a two-day workshop for the next level of executive in terms of data analytics in the insurance area.
True.
But this, to me, is a very high-level thought leadership, without being overly cliche-ish, if I could say it that way, on that. But this is really meant for the senior executives and those right. running business units, those who are strategizing, those in business development, right. and maybe those in customer service as well.
Yeah, and we know that major insurance companies are driving analytics down into the corporate structure. And we know that analytics, you know, may displace some jobs, but open up others. And we are interested to learn about how the silos of insurance companies communicate across each other and integrate analytics and make it a very important part of profitability, you know? So that's the ending objective of the day, is to have every participant that comes walk out with a better understanding of the analytics issue. And if they have three or four questions in their mind about what they want to learn about next in terms of analytics or the questions they want to ask, it'll be a success. And I think that's why the last day was a success, because people, you know, approached a general topic, they heard a breakdown and different viewpoints, and then they began to synthesize their own thinking. That's really our objective for this next thought leadership event.
And what happens with these things, Nick, is that it's not only the questions that you come up with or get answered. Sometimes you don't know the questions you need to ask. And that is where I think this will add to the understanding and the knowledge of our participants and our attendees, that all of a sudden you wake up or you're sitting and say, wow, I didn't realize that this is an issue. Maybe I should ask this question. It's the classic unknown scenario, Nick.
Yeah, no, definitely. And Herb, you touched on the future. You touched on workshops. This is the annual, you know, the second annual conference. So where do you guys see this going in the future? Will this be a one-time event? It seems to me that the level of the quality level is so high, and since it's a one-day event, it almost seems, and the industry is moving so quickly, it almost seems like going forward, an annual conference may not be fast enough to kind of capture the speed of which things are changing.
Well, Nick, we totally agree with you at your viewpoint. We weren't expecting to hit it out of the ballpark with the first one the way it went. And we look at these InsurTech thought leadership events as a series, not individual events, okay? We have not yet selected for an InsurTech thought leadership event. We have not yet selected our third theme, so to speak, and we're always open to suggestions. But we would like to run them more than annually. So we would like to run at least two a year. And then we would also, what we're planning on doing is starting to have more in-depth seminars where executives can come and really get more, even in a small classroom setting, basically, get a very intimate discussion of InsurTech problems and challenges. So we're going to have them more often, we're going to have more of them, and we're going to have other types of seminars standing outside of just thought leadership events. So we want to be seen as the preeminent InsurTech academic and coordinating institution in the Northeast. That's our goal.
And Nick, well, I mentioned before, we're working on a workshop, which is an open enrollment workshop where people will sign up. And although it's still in its formative stages, one of the items that we think we were going to do, and I'm almost positive we will, is we will have the participants work with data sets and develop models for predictive analytics in the insurance area. So we're going from the theoretical, the concept, here's your heads up, to the next level of those who are handling the data to make them even better on how to handle it.
Right.
So that's why we're trying to see different constituencies with maybe a different perception or perspective and how this all comes together.
Right.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And what I think what's most interesting is that there's really not much of this kind of activity on the East Coast.
Right.
You see a lot of it on the West Coast, which I think a lot of folks in the Northeast particularly, can take the train to New York. It is a single day. You don't have to get a hotel room. So it's really structured to be economical as well, unlike other conferences where you have to fly, you have to get a hotel, you have to spend 2 or 3 days. Was that
right,
part of your calculation as well?
Absolutely. And also, you know, we are at 101 Astor Place, which is on East 8th Street, which is a fantastic area of New York City, very trendy. And the building that we have 70,000 square feet of really first-class space. And we designed the day to actually be very affordable for the individual participant. And we, you know, we're for all the speakers, all the panelists, breakfast, lunch, and cocktails, it's $150, which we think is a bargain. And I can certainly give you any contact information, or you can convey it, how to reach us. We would love to have people come to this event.
Larry and Herb, the nerd in me is, you know, fondly thinking back to my college days. And so I'm thinking specifically of your program. How do you anticipate the academic side of the prestigious program that St. John's has? How will that evolve based off of the type of work in that you're now doing with this modern insurtech movement?
Well, we're doing a number of things, Nick. Again, it's Herb. Not only have we started a data and analytics master's program, but the School of Risk Management has specialties within their curriculum relating to data and analytics. And I know a number of our professors, faculty, are doing significant and important research. For example, we mentioned Octo and telematics. One of our faculty members is working with them to really test out the data that is now being used, obviously, for pricing of risk for auto insurance. We also have a faculty member, happens to be the same one, who is trying to measure using data, how to price out the tail of cyber risk, for example. Obviously, every time you mention cyber, it becomes a hot topic. Boards are concerned about it. Our regulators are concerned about it, whether at the state or federal government. So we have a number of faculty members who are trying to advance the research in data and analytics. The school itself is hiring additional faculty, which are specialized in that. And this will be another opportunity for the faculty at the School of Risk Management and the Center for Executive Development in what we're doing with these conferences to work together and present the latest in the insurance findings to the population that is interested in that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. February is Insurance Careers Month. So we're especially focused here on Profiles in Risk and exposing the audience to risk management programs,
right,
and making sure that they understand where they are, who are they, what's available. So that's fantastic, because in reality, you have a lot of millennials that are now entering the workforce or going through college, you know, having to make these kinds of decisions in, you know, in there, maybe looking at an MBA. This is the perfect segue for them because they're right. Digital natives, you know, for them, they're already marinating in the technology, and they come into the insurance world and wonder, you know, have I gone back in time 50 years? So these are the appropriate types of forums and also introduction to academic institutions that they desperately need so that they can, you know, really extend their skill set from what they've learned in college, what they will learn in these academic institutions into industry.
Absolutely. And we're getting our students involved in this also. So, you know, there's a lot of curiosity and interest in InsurTech. So, yeah. So, you know, our online store is www.stjohns.edu/CPE. And that will take you right to the Save to Date announcement and the description of the InsurTech Day coming up. Yes, events, courses, et cetera. So anyone can sign up through that store if they're interested, or give me a call at 212-284-8581. And I'll send the material and talk to them about the day.
And the overall email here is cpe@stjohns.edu.
STJohns, right?
STJohns@.edu.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I will make sure for anyone that's listening, just go to the show notes. I will have all of these linked up and ready to go. It's a great event. Anyone that's in the New York City area around March 8th, I did it last year. I was a panelist last year, but it's a wealth of information, and I highly recommend it, especially for $150. You really can't beat that. So, Larry, Herb, very appreciative you coming on and really telling us about this particular event. We'll do the best we can to kind of share the news and see if folks in the New York City area can attend. But I very appreciative of both of you coming on.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah, let me turn it around on you, Nick. Thank you so much for giving us the opportunity to share what we're trying to do here at the School of Risk Management and the Tobin Executive Education, meaning Executive Development Center, to advance the academics, the knowledge, the research, and the awareness of very important topics. And we have many more coming up that perhaps offline we will have a chance to chat about. For example, we're working on a very big conference with the intersection of art and risk, where you're dealing with collectibles, which are very illiquid, and things like that. But that's not the topic for today, but we're doing other thought leadership events tied into insurance, tied into risk, that we think will advance the knowledge of our stakeholders.
You're very welcome. The forum is always open. We have an audience that's hungry for insurance knowledge. So
fabulous.
We're a great combination. So my guests this week have been Larry Pistel and Herbert Chain of the St. John's University, Tobin School of Business. Larry, Herb, thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Nick.